always pushed at the sides of their minds and died somehow, bodies still alive. They were lost, oh so lost, they lost the way. And I was lost, oh so lost, I lost my way. From the fall, from the fall, from the fall, from the fall. Cold across the earth, searching for their worth in their body with desire.
Beautiful. Thank you. That song is called The Fall. And I'm here with Mariah Woods. And it's a song off her new album called Road to Some Strange Forest. Thank you for being on Talkin' Music.
Thank you, Ollie. It's really nice to be back here.
So Road to Some Strange Forest. Does this forest really exist? And the road to it?
Kind of. It was, I don't know, with my writing, I guess I write a lot in metaphors because maybe it was the fact that I always had a hard time being honest with myself. And so I had to kind of say it in a metaphorical way.
Uh-huh.
But as I start writing more, I start to be a little bit more direct.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't sound as beautiful, but just the process, I guess. The Road to Some Strange Forest kind of came accidentally because The Road is the very first song that I ever wrote, and I wrote it here in Paonia in 2009, I guess. And Some Strange Forest was the very last song that I wrote, and so both of those songs are on this album, and a few songs are in between those two songs.
Right.
And so it just kind of fit, The Road to Some Strange Forest. And when you know, I thought about it, the two songs being, the first song and the last song being on the same album, you know, and I accidentally said them together at one point. It also turned into this interesting metaphor, how it is also like this path into the strange journey of my life,
mm-hmm.
which is that body, that forest of life, I guess.
Very cool. And so you were performing as the Feral Trees.
Mm-hmm.
What, and this one, you're just Mariah Woods.
Right.
Can you tell me why'd you drop the Feral Trees for this one?
Well, the Feral Trees are still going. We basically have just kind of started. I've got two projects going in Poland. And I think, you know, with the Feral Trees, it's a very, very beautiful project because there's six people, and six people contributing in the songwriting and mm-hmm. in everything that goes into a piece. And so it's very dynamic. It's very, you know, the guitarist, for example, he's a he's a heavy metal sludge guitarist, and he loves, you know, very dark, heavy music. And I am, you know, a folk artist who, you know, I pick up a guitar and I always play a minor chord. You know? So mm-hmm. I'm very attracted to also the darker side of folk. So we have very, very different elements in that project, which makes it very interesting. But I've always been a singer-songwriter, and it's very... I think there were some things that I would write that didn't really work for the Feral Trees. Maybe they were too folky or something like this. They were just very me, very raw. And so I decided to, you know, compile all of those pieces and release it as my solo project. And in Poland, I also perform that way. We perform sometimes as the Feral Trees, depending on the circumstances and what the, you know, what the organizers are wanting. Or sometimes we perform as Mariah Woods, just the solo project, which I also perform with a drummer and a bassist with that project. So it's just a little different.
Yeah. And it's the whole thing about Poland, you just going over there and suddenly that you live there and it's your life and you're working there as a musician mm-hmm. and getting a lot of, you know, positive feedback in that regard. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how it all happened in that way? Like the first time you went there and mm-hmm. the first time you sang and how it sort of grew.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of our local community knows Glenn Fuller. I was living in Cortez, Colorado, and I think I was in I just didn't really know where my direction was. I was trying to find myself. And so many things just weren't working, and tried to make the best of it, you know. Just I also believe that wherever you go, there you are. So it's you create your own reality, and I just, you know, didn't have the tools to create a good reality for myself at that time. So I just felt a little lost. And Glenn called me up one day. I knew that he had been traveling to Poland, and Glenn and I have been friends for many years, since I was a teenager, and I would be playing music on his back porch or whatever for his little parties and stuff. And he was always a very big supporter of my music, and that was always very kind. And he called me up and said that he was going to Poland to get his hip replaced, and he wanted some help, and of course, to bring that I had to. You know, the condition, the trade would be is that I would go, I would help him, and I had to bring my banjo. And in exchange, I would get an experience to spend time in a foreign country. And so I said, of course, how could I say no? I mean, I would never say, yeah, that's my choice. I'm going to go to Poland. But, you know, I would never choose that country to go to. I didn't know very much about it. But it was an opportunity. And I, you know, I've always been kind of one to travel on the wind, I guess. And so I went, and we spent 3 months there, and it was... Of course, at times it was very challenging, but it was very, very extraordinary. I've never been in a position where I was surrounded by, everything was completely different, the food, the culture, the language. And, you know, Glenn, the very outspoken person that he is, would brag about my music and tell people that I have to play here. You have to play here.
He's so, like your manager.
Yeah, right, right. And actually, for me at that time, it was very good because I was far too shy to ever organize something myself because I never really performed in the U.S. I performed like 3 or 4 open mics and a couple concerts, and one being here before I left at the Blue Sage. And so we went into a little place called Przystanek Korzeniowa, which is it's the bus stop, essentially, in Polish, and or the Roots bus stop or something like this. And it's this tiny little funky place, and he said, hey, she plays very good music. You have to organize a concert here for her. And they were excited, and they... we organized something, and a bunch of people came. I was so surprised, and people really liked what I was doing. One concert led to another, and then somebody invited me to another, and it just kind of grew, and I kept meeting people, and that's how it kind of blossomed. And, you know, the 3 months was coming to an end, and I felt more alive than I ever had before. Like, I had found what I was supposed to be doing with my life. You know, it wasn't necessarily Poland that I was pursuing, but it was what I found in Poland and what I discovered about myself. And I felt like I had to continue pursuing that. So I went back and I've been living there now for 2.5 years.
And you found all these people to collaborate with.
Yeah.
And just people that really got what you were doing. And I feel like the first time that I don't know, maybe it was 3 years ago or so, it was right after you got back from Poland.
Yeah.
The first time we sat down for talking music, and I thought, God, I don't know if she knows how good she is. And you still, even though you have sort of a following and you've put out albums and you're doing all this, you still seem like that to me. You're very, you don't ever come off like with a whole lot of bravado, you know, but you must know you're good now, right?
Well, I think I've come to a place where I realize that I don't have any other choice, you know, because I'm good at lots of little different things, but you know, music is where my passion is, and I think that's part of what makes it enjoyable for people to listen to, is because I think people can see that there's a lot of passion in it. You know, when I see somebody working in an environment that they just love so deeply, it's inspiring, you know. So
yeah, and with the new album I get a lot of imagery of sort of breaking free. That's sort of the theme that comes up for me, and it's not just the lyrics, it's just the way the songs are structured in some way. Like there was a weight holding you down, and then there's a sort of lift off that happens, which I just love that.
That's cool.
As an image, but also when music does that. And so how do you accomplish that? Like, I mean, maybe you're like, that's not what I was even trying to do, but how do you accomplish that in a song, even technically?
That's a very good question. 'Cause I don't know, my process is certainly like, I don't think about the song as a whole. It just kind of starts to flow. I play some chords and then I start to maybe create a melody and then put some words to it. And then I just let it flow as it needs to. But I've always been really attracted to just this dynamic of delicate and powerful. And I think that this is something that I've always tried to capture. You know, even when we spoke 3 years ago, this just trying to put these two pieces together. And I didn't really know how to achieve that back then. But I think what I achieved really was good for the moment that I was in. But now, you know, just to try and experiment with creating a delicate melody and then just kind of letting it explode. And because that's maybe how I feel as a human being. You know, I'm a sensitive and, you know, I can be a delicate person. But at the same time, I have a lot of big emotions. And I love that heaviness of that strength and power of life and that destructiveness, too.
Well, let's talk about a song on the album. And you say you wrote this in Paonia, which is your hometown, right? Sort
yeah.
of. When did you come here?
It is a home for sure. I came here in, I guess it was 2008 or 2009. So I was 18 or 19. I was already an adult when my family moved here. My sisters were still very young. And I was traveling a lot in that time, so I would come back periodically. I didn't really spend too much consecutive time here, but it's one of the more, you know, it's one of the greater homes that I have found. And I really appreciate that. But I wrote that song in 2009. I was traveling. I spent time hitchhiking.
And we're talking about the song The Road.
Yes. And I spent time hitchhiking in Western United States, and I had an experience where I just had a really bad heartbreak. And so I was kind of like coming home after being brokenhearted, and I wrecked my car on the highway in Salt Lake City. And it was really devastating for me. And so I had to, you know, I didn't really have anybody to call or that could help me. And so I ended up calling a friend and they bought me a bus ticket home. I had to go leave my car at the impound. And I got a bus home, and upon returning home, I discovered that I had head lice. It was just like, so classy.
Like, really?
Yeah, right, exactly. After everything, I was a total mess. it was a very messy point in my life. And so it was just like every part of my sanity was just kind of being challenged. And I was kind of quarantined to one little area of my family's house while I was like getting healthy. And in that time, I discovered a song, or I discovered the artist Townes Van Zandt, and I listened to the song Waiting Around to Die. And it just blew me away. In this song, if you guys have never heard of it, it's Townes Van Zandt, Waiting Around to Die. And in this song, he just describes, you know, the challenges of life and how, you know, we do things because it's easier than waiting around to die, you know, choosing drugs or choosing love or whatever, because we have no other choice. It's easier than that. And, you know, it was so powerful, and I couldn't believe how just a man and his guitar could bring such emotion to me. And, you know, all of his songs are very sad, and it really just inspired me. I picked up my guitar and just tried to kind of cultivate my emotion into music. And so I ended up kind of coming out with that song, and it was just about, you know, the road being like the path of life, and how we just get really dragged down sometimes, and we need to remember to just close our eyes and let it go in the wind, because in the end everything will be okay if we just have faith, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and try really hard.
Well, let's hear that song. It's called The Road, and it is off Mariah Wood's latest album called The Road to Some Strange Forest.
Drift slowly down the road, and I know that everything's all right. And for me, I know it's necessary to be turned off my scream, I am free. I am free. I am free. Let the wind blow through your hair. Look down the road and see. Drift slowly down the road, looking over my shoulder now and then, and we dance to life's lonesome tunes to be reminded that we're still. Scream, I am free. I am free. I am free. I can scream, I can scream, I can scream. Thank you.
And that is Mariah Woods here in the studio with me. She's visiting Paonia for the holidays, going back to Poland where she lives now. So I'm curious about what the sort of music industry is like there. You must have had some experience with it, you know, just making albums there and stuff like that. What is it all Hollywood?
You know, participating in the music industry, the music scene in Poland has been extraordinarily uplifting and extremely inspiring because there's so many different elements of music in Poland, but at the same time, you know, it's not a big country like America, and so the music scene is very tight-knit. You know, somehow everybody is connected, and you know, the people involved in the music industry have also been very welcoming. You know, I'm not signed to any labels or anything like this, but I'm talking more about, well, actually that's not true, the Feral Tree is assigned with somebody, but personally I'm not. But the people involved in the music industry, the artists, the managers, the even the people involved in the labels, the festival organizers, these sort of people have been super, super welcoming and just very, very supportive. It's a very raw community. It's a very real community. You know, there's a lot of typical stuff going on as well, but I think that people are just, it just seems like people are genuinely involved and interested in music rather than making money from what I've seen so mm-hmm. far.
So I read somewhere that they don't really have music in their schools there. And so like the exposure to music when you're young is different than it is mm-hmm. here in the States. And I was just thinking about how, I don't know, that we probably take our exposure to music in this country for granted. You know, it's not just a given that yeah. you have music lessons.
Right. Absolutely. And I was extraordinarily blessed with the amount of musical exposure that I got as a young person. And I'm also a teacher. I'm teaching English. And I work with lots of children and I talk to them about music. And sometimes we play music in class. We do a lot of singing and dancing and stuff like this. But, you know, basically, in the traditional public schools, they don't really offer any, typically, they don't offer any music lessons at all. Sometimes they'll do, like, music history, and it makes kids really bored with music, and then they turn to, you know, they end up having kind of some sort of resentment towards music, unfortunately, and, or they'll have, you know, the little recorder lessons. I had that in, like, fifth grade or fourth grade or something. But then we progressed on to, you know, a jazz band or, you know, marching band, and then in high school or orchestra. And it just, this isn't readily available for kids. And it does have a different sort of impact. And it makes my opinion about artists in Poland, like, they've really had to search for it and they've really had to work for it, because for me, it was just obvious. You know, I always had it, but for a lot of people, it's not so obvious. And even in a little town called Toruń, it's where Copernicus lived. I have played several concerts there, and the organizer of these concerts has organized meetings for kids, and I'll go play songs for the children, and I'll talk to them about playing music and touring and stuff like that, and I feel like it's very inspiring for them. So that's a cool experience to be able to share that.
And if you're just joining us, I'm here with Mariah Woods. And we'd love to hear one more song before you go, if we could, Mariah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But before you do, I want to let people know that you're playing locally. So you can actually catch her playing on January 4th at Fresh and Wild in Paonia. You want to tell us a little bit about that show?
Yeah, I'm very excited. We are organizing. Desdemona Dallas will be playing, and also John Hickam will be opening up the evening, and I will be ending the evening. And the doors are at 5:30, and I believe if you find the event on Facebook.
Great. And yeah. Fresh and Wild, you can just Google it and get the location. It is a very intimate setting to see a show, and really fun. So
I'll have lots of my CDs there too.
All right. So what are we going to go out with?
Maybe Mother.
Yeah, let's play Mother. And can you tell us a little bit about this song?
I think that this song is my healing process towards accepting and absolutely adoring my past. You know, sometimes we have, maybe not mother specifically, but we have relationships with people, maybe especially like in our teens. You know, I was kind of a pissed off teenager. And, you know, I one of my greatest healing experiences is just kind of forgiveness and letting go and appreciating my life for every element that I've had to experience, because I create it's, you know, who I am today is that's why I am the way I am today, and I like that person, so it's, which is amazing for me to even say, so it's really cool. So mother, yeah.
All right, and thank you for being here, Mariah. Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you too.
Yeah.